Blog Talk Radio.
And that whole ass shit. And I knew I was going to do that. That's why I'm already jumping on your ass, Blog Talk Radio. I knew y'all going to fuck up on my motherfucking shit. I ain't going to let my motherfucking day start out like that. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm going to do for you, you motherfuckers. Just for doing that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know how I start my day off, man. But we're going to start this thing off right. It's boy DJ Smells So Good in this biatch. You know what I'm saying? Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. This is how we're doing, man. We're talking about Canadian Rap Tuesday.
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smells So Good, and international
co-host, Mrs. Yeah, y'all already know y'all heard it here first, man. You know, my people shouting me out. Shouts out to all my peoples, man. And, yeah, I got some new shit I'm going to get into. And what we're talking about today, man, is Canadian rappers. Shouts out to nigga Epic, man. I'm going to see if he going to pop through. And, shit, you be the first one featured up on this motherfucker, man. All Canadian rappers, you know what I'm saying? Singles, comedians, whatever the fuck. If you from Canada, if you from Canada, shit, and you looking for some exposure, you found the right nigga, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy, Smell So Good. And this is what I do, man. I expose anybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you're trying to get out there. So, and this is how we rep, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out my nigga DJ Party Time.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the solo boys, ILG New Spaz Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I feel you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. Jook City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith, bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, holler at your boy, we out of here.
Yeah, y'all hear that new shit, man. And I'm dropping some links in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? We supporting people today, man. I get some more callers in about another 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be calling to the Wild 94.1, which is, you know what I'm saying, our own Tampa Bay Hits for Hip Hop station. You know what I'm saying? FM station. You know what I'm saying? We got 96.1 on the AM tip. You know what I'm saying? That's WTMP. And so what we're trying to do, man, you know, ain't what we're trying to do. What we're going to do today is we're going to call like we did the last time. We called the St. Pete radio station. We smashed it. We had so many people on the line that they couldn't help but play the motherfucking song. And that's what you got to do, guerrilla tactics. And so my artist, you know what I'm saying, she called, and she left me to know, you know what I'm saying? So I want everybody to call if you possibly can, and request the song. The song is called Take It On Down. And the artist is Super D, and that's featuring Janu, J-A-N-U. That's my artist, Miss Janu. And 727-578-9941 is the number to call. Again, that's 727-578-9941. And this number does not expire. So everybody listening in the archive, I don't care if this is 2 weeks old and you're listening to this, please call that number and continuously hit that number up. Help a brother out, and a brother will help you out in the end. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do real nigga shit. And we also going to exploretalent.com where Experience the Poet and Crystal Black Rose, you know what I'm saying, got that new hit, Copycat. And you will have to register. You will have to sign in, though. It take a quick little second just to sign up and then register your shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was registered, but apparently not. And I might have to re-register my damn self. But I am re-registering. And I am going to go and vote. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to do that, y'all. We need help. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody needs some kind of help, shit, to get to where they trying to be. And you wouldn't be successful if it wasn't for niggas like me. You know what I'm saying? And if it wouldn't be successful, it wasn't for people like you. So, let me give y'all a little brief description. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about Canadian Rap Tuesday. In fact, let me put me some little theme music on. You know, shouts out to WTMP. Oh, shit. Man, shouts out to Miss PC, Computer Lady, Goofy Bone, always playing this shit for her. But, yeah. That's my little... Oh, let me get the theme music clear. that keep you alive. Until recently, Canada has not been on the map for producing many rap artists or singles. You know what I'm saying? At least not that I know of. So with the release of Drake's new mixtape, you know, Canada's suddenly been getting a lot of exposure and international attention. So this show is looking for all Canadian artists, rap or singles, doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? And if you're a comedian looking for airplay or exposure, I need everybody from Canada now. It's Canada today. I need y'all to send all your info or MP3 tracks to smellybtr@live.com. That is SMELLYBTR at live, LIVE, live.com. And so, you know, we can network and everybody can come up together. And please don't forget to call. Once again, I'm going to keep spraying this the whole show. You know what I'm saying? This is very important. Wild 94.1, which is our hip-hop radio station down here. We are trying to get Miss Jive News song on the radio officially. So please call 727-578-9941 and request the song Take It On Down. And that is Jive News. That is Super D featuring Jive News. All right? That's how we're going to do it, man. We're going to start it out. So, and don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, you know what I'm saying? We got another news of the day. So, you already know. And definitely go check out exploretalent.com. Vote for the song Copycat. It's right there if you click on that link. All you got to do is click on the link, and it takes you right to, you know what I'm saying, right to what you're looking for. You can also check me out on Twitter. I'm at DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Just tweet me. And you can follow me. You'll be up to date on all the shows. Whatever kind of events we got, you know what I'm saying? You'll be up to date on it because it's linked to every fucking thing that I do. So there you go. Shouts out to Miss Buffy, but she could have brought her punk ass on my show, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good, girls. All good. Shouts out to Aya Donna. She got new music out. I got to upload that. Got a new track from her. And, matter of fact, what the hell happened to that track? Yeah, y'all got to hold on a second. I'm going to go on and upload that track, too. But what we on the search on, and I guess blunts, it says weed and blunts. That's some Mexicans, you know what I'm saying? Out of Canada. So, hey, shouts out to Goofy Bone, man. You people stepping up, you know what I'm saying? And that's real. This is how we doing it. So I'm going to get into a couple of cuts, you know what I'm saying, since I don't have no Canadian music. You know, I keep it Americano, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we have to keep it on this side for a little bit until we, you know, I got to check the email. Might even have a little surprise from Epic, you know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. Hello. Yeah, we listen to WTMP, man, all that good old school funk and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? And last but not least, one more time for my dog DJ Fix for to put y'all in the mood. But we are getting to this shit.
This is DJ Fix coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment. As always, DJ MTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Fix. You heard me, baby.
Yeah, that's real, man. That's my nigga DJ Fix. And what we're going to do, this is the song I need everybody to request, y'all. This is the hit song. This is Super D featuring John New. It's called Take It On Down. We're going to get this thing crunk. Talking about Canadian Rap Tuesday right here on Live Wrecking the Game Radio.
Yo,
John
New. Yeah. DJ.
Party time.
Are you the mixer yet?
Your DJ.
That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That girl, take it on, take it on, take it on down. That bitch still fine. That bitch, that bitch, that bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That girl, take it on, take it on, take it on down. Low with it, 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 low with it,
back, though. Super D back, everybody in the dance floor, do it for the hoes, but the nigga
bass hit, everybody gon' drop. Got them feeling that shit, new kid on the block. Gon' spin so fire that the shit is still hot. Boy, give me that goose, the Patron on the rock. I hit the club with the ice and them hoes gon' jump. Killing that shit, why the bass gon' drop? Got them shaking their ass and their bones gon' pop. Crying assholes, chilling by the bar. We started throwing cash, yeah, bitch, I'm a superstar. All in the club, on that drink. My niggas in the back, so pumping on pain.
Him in the phone. Mama so bad, the girl thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now he got a love Jones. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so full extreme, I have to say I can dig it. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, be super deep. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. I wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all in God's time.
I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, that was super deep back. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Welcome to Mel. That your record told in?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Just stopped.
Engine seized up on you. When was the last time you changed all?
Oh, I was just going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you ever think maybe a car is a living thing?
Huh?
One of God's beautiful living creatures?
Well, no.
The engine's like a big heart. All is like blood. All pan is like liver. You killed it.
What?
You're an engine killer, boy. You ought to be put away.
Hey, I just...
Engine killer.
Hey.
Engine killer. Engine killer. Engine killer.
I'm sorry.
Right now, dirty oil is poisoning your car. At Jiffy Lube, we know the longer you wait to change it, the more damage you're doing. Come to Jiffy Lube and change your oil now with Pennzoil world-class protection, because you don't want to kill your engine.
Here's your loaner car, engine killer.
This is a tricycle.
That's right.
Jiffy Lube with Pennzoil. Tomorrow, before it's too late.
That's real. All y'all motherfuckers are out there, you know, with your goddamn motors and shit, click-clacking and tick-tacking and shit. Yeah, the shit ain't supposed to do that. You hear them tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick, tack-tack-tack-tack-tack, clack-clack-clack-clack-clack-clack-clack. Bitch, your goddamn motor about to burst. That I ain't finna blow that bitch about to burst. You gotta put some oil in that motherfucker, man. Goddamn women out there, you sorry-ass men that don't know what the fuck y'all doing behind the wheel and shit. Yeah. Oil and water and a battery is the only thing that power your car. And transmission fluid, which you ain't really got to worry about that all the time unless you got something wrong with your transmission. Always check your oil at least once a week, people. if you're an avid driver, I mean, if, you know, if you're a commuter and you drive to work every single day and it's over 20 minutes to get to your job, you know what I'm saying? You need to check your oil every week, Friday. Just get in the habit of it. Check your motherfucking oil. You know what I'm saying? On the weekends, just make that a weekend activity. I'm going to check my oil, check my battery fluids. You know what I'm saying? This is a maintenance-free battery. You don't pop the caps off. But them little cells inside that battery is always supposed to be filled up. Not to the very top, but they're supposed to be filled up. It's a little mark on there that shows you. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, and then make sure you got water in your radiator, man. I don't understand it down here in Florida. As hot as it fucking is, people still drive around with goddamn water. Listen, people, you cannot drive around with just water in your radiator. You cannot do that. It will fuck everything up. And if you, oh, I've been doing it for years, that's why your shit been running raggedy for years. You have to have some kind of antifreeze in it. Get the 50-50 mix or whatever, whatever. As long as you got antifreeze in your shit, water helps. But you damn sure need that antifreeze. And then, you know what I'm saying, at least once a month, check your transmission fluid. PMCS, baby. Pre-maintenance checks and services. You do that and your ass be running forever. So, got the shot. Send a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody up in this mofo, net and net representing Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying, Mr. B. Heard of B. Heard. Hold on. I'm almost saying motherfucking B. Encouraged Radio. Shouts out to Be Heard. You must be the little brother of Be Encouraged. Yeah, y'all already know, man. Let me get to one little quick shout-out, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some new shout-outs. Y'all want to send a shout-out to your boy? I'll put some music to that bitch and play it on the show, too. So, you know, you can do that, and I'll rep for you. Send that to smellybtr@live.com, smellybtr@live.com. Also, man. Later on, before I do the news, we're going to be calling 94.1. Wild 94.1 is very important, y'all. I need y'all to call 727, you know what I'm saying, 598-9941. Again, that's 727-578. I think I said 598. 578-9941. The song is called Take It On Down, and it's Super D featuring John New. You are calling to Wild 94.1, which is a FM radio station down here. You know what I'm saying? One of our biggest radio stations besides 98.7. And we really need to get this song on the radio. That's what we are really pushing for. And also, I dropped the link in there. I'll be dropping it in there again. We're going to exploretalent.com. You know what I'm saying? We're voting for Experience the Poet and Crystal Black Rose. You know what I'm saying? With the song Copycat. I'm going to be playing that in a minute, you know what I'm saying, so y'all know what I'm talking about if y'all ain't never heard the song before. So, hold on, I got you, girl. I got you. That's the web address, you know what I'm saying, for the, you can go and check them out and this here. And I'm going to make a group call, too, you know what I'm saying, to the radio station, you know what I'm saying, making a group call to the radio station. That's how we got it actually played on WRXB. Which is a St. Pete radio station down here in St. Pete, Florida. You know what I'm saying? We had like a million people on the motherfucking line. We called a radio station. We just had a good-ass fucking time. He gave, you know, shouts out to Maurice Sebastian and Nikki Z. You know what I'm saying? Just showed major love, you know what I'm saying, to Wrecking the Game Radio and everybody that was on the line. So, and shouts out to everybody who helped out. You know what I'm saying? It was a good day. I want to do a repeat. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to be on the line when we call to the radio station and rep your hood, you know what I'm saying, rep your city, rep your state, you can call in 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? You have to sit on the line for a little minute because it's going to be about 40 minutes till we call, you know what I'm saying? So top of the hour, that's before we do the nutty news of the day, we're going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out my dog, DJ Party Time. He's going to let y'all know, man. I got my own little shit down here in Tampa Bay, Florida. So you want to stop by 34th and Chester Street, the livest spot in the hood. At nighttime, it turned into club, smells so good. Yeah, that's how I do.
Yo, what's up, world? This your boy, DJ Party Time of Breaking the Game Entertainment. If you want to come follow your boy, Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Breaking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929.
Special shout-out goes out to Miss Chanu. DJ Snell so good. And my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash here. Walk like you got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map. We doing big things. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, man, listen, it got some confusion in the chat room. The link I put up in there is the artist can get on. This the show the artist can get on. Shout out to B Heard. He just hit me up. Listen, people, all I play here on Smelly Radio is indie artists. Everything you finna hear is a motherfucking indie artist. I don't fuck T.I., fuck Jeezy, fuck anybody else who already signed to a record label. And once you get on a record label, I'm gonna say fuck you too. You know what I'm saying? No offense. Even my artists. You know what I'm saying? Once you get signed, that ain't what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm a motherfucking real DJ that play real indie artists. I break records. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. So if you try to get some artists out there that's trying to get exposed, tell them to send their shit to smellybtr@live.com. It's in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? If you like to log on, check me out at blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. You know what I'm saying? And I guess it in, man. I got to check my motherfucking, check my email and shit. I know somebody probably sent me a track. And I get it on. So what I need y'all to vote for right now is Experience J and Black Rose. That is at www.exploretalent.com / a whole bunch of other shit. You know what I'm saying? I run it everywhere, brother. In my state, out of state, it don't matter. It do not matter to me. You know what I'm saying? My artist is Miss Janu, the hottest female rap artist in the South. Matter of fact, let me drop my link in there so you can check out and see what I'm talking about. Janu the Princess. Y'all can look up Miss Janu at www.myspace, you know what I'm saying? Of course, MySpace still raining and shit. .com/ Janu the Princess. And there you go. Check her out. And that's what it do. Let me see. Let me get into this here. This is Experience J and Black Rose, y'all. I'm finna get into this copycat. Need y'all to go to exploretalent.com. You will have to do a little brief sign up in order to vote, but hell, it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, show some love. Here we go. Don't be a hater.
And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Yeah. The majority, I got the expectations. If someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindsets, I am not considering. So if you like whack rap, that's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most their spit. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. 50-year-old 09, and cats is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's mass like guru, and yours is minuscule. Oops, minuscule, but I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill and executive peers. That's how they got a deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain is clearly no reason blend. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a Mr. Me Too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too. And if you disagree, you a hater.
That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like it.
I just said that, dude.
My friends agree.
That's good for you. I guess that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like the music with a meaning, yeah, certain type. A conscious rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best and dummy, take me serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a group, you gotta play right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Shocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resort if you never rhyme. Got the suits, niggas, you like a math figure. But what happens to the lyrics when the meaning's with it? Black rappers who yappy should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Fuck thinking the head and elevate your mind.
Everybody want to be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to be original. Nobody.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's my dude.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. Just that dude.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
That's real, that's real. That's experience, Jay. You know what I'm saying? You know, experience, a.k.a. experience the poet, you know what I'm saying, the Black Rose with Copycat. And that shit's hot, you know what I'm saying? Don't be no motherfucking copycat. Be goddamn original. Shit. Some bitches out there be goddamn trying to sound like this nigga, sound like that bitch. Man, sound like your motherfucking self. Fucking posers. Got to go old school skaters talk on you motherfuckers. You fucking posers. You know what I'm saying? T-Pain came out. Everybody wanted to be a goddamn T-Pain. Fuck Ron Browns. Fuck everybody else that came out with that autotune bullshit. Sucking on a goddamn autotune's dick. Stop. That shit sucks. You know what I'm saying? Autotune, use that shit for the hooks. You sing your whole fucking song in autotune, you sound gayer than the rest of the motherfuckers. T-Pain, they won't get no love no more. Nigga, I mean, you should have came out with that as a style. You know what I'm saying? And then progressed. And then, you know, flip that shit up. But your whole career is just based off of faking your goddamn voice. Doing some Roger and Zap shit, which they did way the fuck back in the 50s and 60s and shit. Like, that shit was something new under the sun. And everybody else wanted to jump on with that gay-ass sound and shit. You whole-ass niggas, man. You don't see no females coming out with that gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Because females can sing. Females can rap and sing better than the niggas. Y'all, hell yeah, I said, females can rap better and sing better than a nigga. Yeah, fucking right. If you think I'm lying, then call up and cuss me out and tell me so. 347-237-5125 if you have a discrepancy with the fuck I just said. If not, then fuck it.
What to do, this cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Because you know what we do, baby. We get live crunk on Reckoning Game Radio. Finna hit y'all across the head with a couple of hits, man. Start this thing off with TG's. And this is Hustle All Day. Right here on Talk About Canadian Rap Tuesday. I'm waiting on some motherfucking Canadians to call up, goddammit. Miss Laugh A Lot. Hell, call up and give us some laughs and shit. Make us laugh to the east, west, south, and north. You know what I'm saying? Some Canada. Somebody call one of your Canadian homeboys and tell them what we're doing here. Hustling all day.
Get no, I just sold like that time for me to re-up. Getting called dread till I'm ready to meet up. I'm married to the game and I don't need a
That was some bullshit right now. I don't play that old fucking song on this goddamn show. Now, how the hell my shit just get cut the fuck off? But y'all lucky I don't do no motherfucking goofy bone shit and play some blog talk fuck up the other day and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for you motherfucking ignorant bitches, though. I'm going to use this free shit. And if I go premium, I promise you, boy, you don't want me to be paying for this shit. You know what I'm saying? You better be lucky niggas doing this shit for free. You know what I'm saying? Bringing you some motherfuckers some goddamn free money and shit. But this is some whole ass shit when you stop a nigga motherfucking music right in the middle of his shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all good, you know.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. Getting kind of pissed off up in here. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Yeah, let me call, man. Get the fuck.
Yeah, just a second.
Feel better. Shit,
Amanda
feel better.
Huggin-Kiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin-Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggin-Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
That's real, man. We finna go ahead and go in one more game. Y'all know how it gets down, man. I ain't really in no party mood. I'm in that kind of pissed off mood. I don't got motherfucking all the tunes in my mouth and shit. Now I can't get this fucking shit out. I want to do all some kind of crazy shit. Fuck all the tunes, man. Shout out to Madison Media, man.
On track. Is it ever rich so cold? Is it ever with so cold? I got a good old. And now you got a struggle no more. I got a mad at me. I got a mad at me. I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me. I got a mad at me. I got a mad at me. I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me. Boy fresh, hand on tick. Keep a bad bitch, got stacks on deck. Ride in the whip, they ain't even seen yet. That's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach. The watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic. The band got a fever and the bevel got the colic. Ain't nothing but pneumonia, give it antibiotics. My charm so icy, like a bubble. My chain so heavy, the haters don't like me. You can get it high, get it if you gon' stack your paper. Save it, I'm a rich so cold. Pocket full of G's, I'm a dog, yeah, nigga hoes on me like fleas. Black full of Tropicana Kush, I ain't fired up yet. My hustle gang got these haters high, low scared. I ain't trippin', need more haters, matter of fact. I ride with the five for niggas who wanna jack. Hit the strip club, hoes in my clique, get live. I don't make it rain, or I'm category five. Know some real niggas with the pounds in the pie. You motherfuckers mad, I can see it in your eyes. Now, is it that my wrist so cold? Is it that my whip so cold?
Free. You would never catch me where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G. Blair hate a negative, like it ain't on my job. That's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger, sharp as a dagger. Tell her how it is, I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept, see for yourself. Different bear kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice, might be some gators. I like what I'm saying, and you might be a hater. White navigator, V10 engine. White paint sitting on a whole lot of inches.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Oh, my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Yeah, shouts out to motherfucking Reno, Nevada, man. That's my shit. Reno 911, true depiction of motherfucking cops, flops, whatever the fuck y'all want to call yourselves. You know what I'm saying? A.K.A. fake popos, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a.k.a. Michigan's finest, pulling over motherfuckers and stealing their weed, cooking brownies up, and then having to call the police on your motherfucking self to save you and your punk-ass wife. Okay, and I'm back. Hey, we got some motherfucking hood celebrities up in the building, man. We talking about Canadian Rap Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all call up, man. I need y'all to at least tell me some Canadian rap besides Drake ass. You know what I'm saying? So with the 404 on the line, I already know this is motherfucking to the extreme working habits man having. And then his goddamn bald head, this man works to the extreme. I think he works 24/8. You know what I'm saying? 366 a year and shit. You know what I'm saying? That nigga put an extra day on the calendar to work and shit for overtime, bitch. Got to have it. Well, hey, homie.
Oh, I'm chilling, man. Just got back from Virginia.
Oh, VA? Shout out to VA. You know what I'm saying? What's going on down there?
Nothing, man. Shit. I just took a load down there and shit.
Oh, just drove down there. Ain't nothing popping locking down there?
Nah. It was all work, no play.
Oh, ain't nothing but that. Now you got to stop and see something. Pop it to the local titty bar or something, you know what I mean? Well, you
nah,
ain't have enough time.
Hell nah. Not really.
Oh. What's it? Rob just drove in, dropped off, and then peeled back out?
Yeah.
Oh. What that is? How dry? What kind of drive that is? ATL to the V8?
Probably a good 6 hours.
Oh, shit, nigga, because he just came on the town for then. Shit, 6 hours. Yeah, came out of the bitch party, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, guess not. But yeah, what's going on
you know
today, man?
Oh,
no?
Right, man. I'm chilling, man.
Oh, they just calling to hang out, man?
Yeah, man, basically. Actually, I've been, you talked to Tasha?
Yesterday. Oh, she was on the show. Well, she was on the show last night at Goofy Bone's show. I didn't get to talk to her, though. Let me see. Direct message. What the hell you want, Joey? Why? What's up?
Shit. No, I heard she was supposed to be coming to the States and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's still coming. But you know, we doing the Las Vegas thing. That's November.
I know that.
Yeah. That shit is a motherfucking go. Not a go.
I need
that
to get
bitch is a
goat. I'm saying like around when in November?
November 5th through the 9th. I'll be birthdays on November 9th, the actual day that we all going to be peeling up out of that. So that weekend, I mean, we going to be balling till we fucking falling.
I need to try to make that shit, man.
And, you know, one of them days, nigga, you got from the 5th through the 9th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We ain't checking out that bitch till Monday. So, you know, got to do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Yeah.
Try to make that shit.
Yeah, I got some people off in the chat room too, man. Ned and Ned off in there, you know what I'm saying? Be heard.
What up, Nettie?
Yeah, Madison Media, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down off in here. Be heard, I just checked that. I just checked my email. I ain't seen nothing in there, but I hope you sent it. SmellyBTR@live.com. What the hell? I just put it in the chat room. What the fuck I got to respect say it for? So I don't know. I let me check my junk mail. The bitch might have went to the junk mail. Let me see. You know any Canadian rappers, ball here?
Hell no.
Well, I mean besides Drake.
Drake's the only one I know.
And I mean, you feeling Drake or what's your feeling on Drake?
Oh, Drake hot, man. You know what I'm saying? He the hottest thing smoking right now besides my man Jiggy.
Yeah. I mean, and damn, it was weird because I asked a few people. I said, you know, to me, the nigga spit. He can spit. Lyrically, he can spit. I don't know what the y'all listening to or what the fuck y'all hearing, but that nigga come off of his shit and he say some shit that makes sense, sounds intelligent, and you can move to it. You know what I'm saying?
For him to... I ain't gonna say he's just jumping in the game, but just getting mainstream. He fucking with some top notch artists, you know what I'm saying? He been fucking with Young Money and shit, Lil Wayne. Then, you know, my boy Jay got him on the album and shit, you know what I'm saying? He fucking with
But
Mary.
That's just because he was over there with the, whatchamacallit though?
Well.
In Canada though. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? He just ain't had that,
Yeah, but.
American publicity. You know, the media over here is a beast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They turn the ugliest nigga fine, the ugliest bitch fine, or they can turn the most garbage Milli Vanilli rapper into the next goddamn American Idol. So, you know what I'm saying? But now that's our media. That's because, shit, we got some diabolical reporters and camera motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? That, shit. But, yeah, all right. Let me see. Thanks for the trap.
I mean, he ain't even have no fucking, he don't have no record deal or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing. My dog just off a mixtape, like, bitch, skeet on you motherfuckers. Put it in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I'm like, damn, that's some real shit, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers, like, I laugh about the Nicki Minaj shit. I said that on somebody's show. Might have been my show. She did an interview with some bitch, you know what I'm saying? And she gonna sit up there try to, you know, show her ass or some shit. Bitch, nobody don't know who the fuck you is. You know what I'm saying? You ain't nobody. You ain't mainstream. You ain't in nobody's mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You ain't even no kind of household name to where a bitch you can say Nicki Minaj and bitch be like, oh, yeah, I heard of her. But you don't know no fucking song.
She a feature artist. She a feature artist. She be on niggas. You know what I'm saying? Featuring on nigga shit.
And freestyling and shit. Bitch, that ain't album material. I can't see. I don't hear her. I don't see her music. I don't hear nothing from you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can put a song and be like, oh, yeah, that's Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking, she ain't got no songs. So when she went on the interview and the chick Thomas, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, Drake up in Canada, he's starting to get a little name now and shit. You would you consider doing collabos with him? This bitch gonna talk some, oh, well, Drake is a little too young for me right now, too inexperienced. When he gets some more show or whatever the fuck she said under his belt, then I think about doing a song or a feature with him. Bitch, when that Best I Ever Had came out, she was the first bitch got her titties on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, I hear all that old bullshit. Trying to, man, what the?
Hey, check this out, man. I'm going to mute my phone because I got to take care of something real quick. All
right. My man said he got to work. He got to work. Work. All right. That's what's up. We got a ball hit in the building, though, holding down on the line, y'all, because we're going to be calling in just a minute. We is definitely calling to Wild 94.1. We might need to hold on the line a couple of times. I don't give a. We're going to call, and we're going to get through. Lord is my witness. We're going to get through. You know what I'm saying? Because we got Lord Ride with us on this one here. So just give y'all a little heads up, man, all my gospel folk out there. Don't forget to check out Wednesday show for Canton Jones. That is on the Miss Mo Show. Canton Jones and Cajo International present Kingdom Business Part 2 featuring the Cajo family. Miss Mo is the host on the Miss Mo Show. You can check out blogtalkradio.com / the Miss Mo Show. That's D_MissMo_show. Also hit her up on twitter.com/Ms_Mo. That's MZ_Mo. Or you can check out on myspace.com/the_MissMo_show and for more info. And again, that's coming up this Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to ask that tomorrow. So y'all want to check that out. That's for Canton Jones and, you know, gospel rap artist, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. And that's Kingdom Business Part 2 featuring the Cajo fam. So, yeah, y'all check that out. And let me give y'all one daily word, give y'all some positive readings, you know what I'm saying? Put some enlightenment in your life and shit, because it's a dark-ass world we be living in. Come on, man, what the is going on? This damn email shit, damn slow. All right, and this coming to you from Rev Run, you know what I'm saying? You want to check out your own, get your own words of wisdom, you can go to globalgrind.com/RevRun, and you can get your own, you know what I'm saying, words of wisdom, or if you want them tweeted to you, check him out on Twitter at Rev Run Wisdom. That's R-E-V Run Wisdom. And, yeah, that's my dog from Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? He starts out with good morning. In order to be a leader, you must balance optimism and realism, intuition and planning, faith and fact. And that comes from John C. Maxwell. Again, in order to be a leader, you must balance optimism and realism, intuition and planning, faith and fact. Because bitches be kind of, mixing the motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? you know, because you got optimistic people. Oh, nah, he ain't going to come. But then you got realists. You got realistic people. Yeah, motherfucking goddamn Smell So Good is going to be here at 12 o'clock. Optimistic motherfucker. Oh, he might be here about 12:05, 12:15, 12:20. You know what I'm saying? And then you got bitches go off their intuition. I think the plane is going to motherfucking is going to land over there. You know what I'm saying? That's going off of your intuition. That's like, really, is saying shit is optimism. It kind of synonyms in the words, you know what I'm saying? But you going off of your intuition. You going off of your know-how. But you know what I'm saying? You might not know all the facts. Proper planning, you know what I'm saying? You got proper planning. You plan all this shit out. All right, well, I know, you know what I'm saying? The itinerary tells me that the plane is going to land on the motherfucking East Airstrip at 12:15, and I got to have my motherfucking bags packed and be at gate motherfucking 9 in order to get on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's planning. You know, and faith and fact, which, we, you know, everybody always confuses that shit. You know what I'm saying? You have faith in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Have faith in yourself. I wouldn't have faith in nobody else. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no faith in yourself, faith in the Lord, fuck anybody else. They ain't going to do shit for you. Believe that. They ain't going to do shit for you. You know what I'm saying? So know the facts. And once you do that, you already know what time it is, man. And that's your daily word, words of wisdom. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like that. And let's see. I don't want to read about that dumb shit. And I'm still trying to go and vote. I don't know what the hell happened. How the hell is that? That don't make no damn sense. I didn't even use my government name. All right. 5-3. All right. Well, I'll use it now. Then I guess. What kind of shit is that? I'm still signing in, y'all, to this. I'm on exploretalent.com. I had to re-register again. I don't know what the hell happened. All right. Let me do this real quick so I can go in here and vote. Please, everybody, vote. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I will post all the information back up. You know. And it's got 3 votes so far. Shouts out to whoever came through and voted already. You can vote in 20 seconds. Please listen to the track first and then vote. Bitch, get a 10, goddammit. We're going to blow this bitch up. Bitch gets a 10. Because I'm not a copycat or a hater. Ooh. Oh, okay, you got to wait till the shit finish up. Wait till it finish filtering. You know what I'm saying? After it finish filtering and buffing, y'all got like 20 seconds and you can vote after that. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you get into that. Had to send again. Okay, that's what's up. I'm going to check it out. Shouts out to 186 Point Deuce. Let me see. Net and Net always know some real shit. Drake said on 106 and Park that he did sign with them now, which I did hear that. And let's see, Cash Money Records, yeah. And Net and Net voted. Shouts out to Net and Net. I will not be sending you a coupon for a double cheeseburger provided by McDonald's. But, yeah. Y'all ain't goofball always talking about, bitch, I'm sending you a dollar fucking for a double cheeseburger and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sending you. But what I will give you is the, it's a thank you for voting, goddammit. How about that? A thank you for motherfucking voting. Yeah. And we is live, man. Goofy Bone, make sure you click that link and register real quick. Sign up. It only takes 2 seconds to enter your email address and a password. And then and go vote. Yeah, you can get a I don't give out coochie coupons. I got dick coupons. If you like me to send you one in the mail, you can redeem that motherfucker anytime that you see me in your city. Yeah. Hell no, I got Peter coupons, goddammit, for all the ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? Peter coupons, redeemable when I come in your town. Yeah. I'm still on here trying to vote, man. Okay, here we go. Bam. Submit and go. Go. I don't need no next song. Fuck every other song on here. Oh, wait a minute. She sound kind of hot. We out of, she's out of Miami, Florida. This is Camille Fletcher, y'all. She's reggae, R&B, hip-hop, and pop singer-songwriter. He submitted a song. But I don't know. Alright, bitch, I got my own motherfucking music. I don't need your shit. But you sound good, though, girl. You sound good. Southside, no good right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Once again, let me put my motherfucking drop on. Let y'all know who y'all is riding with, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my artist, Miss John New, for putting this here together for me, you know?
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
Yeah, boy, I love that shit. That shit sound hot. Let me say one more time, my nigga DJ Party Time.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the solo boys, ILG New Spaz Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good. We'll be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. We'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I hear you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is, holding it down. Jug City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Holla at your boy. We out of here.
That's real. I'm dropping something in the chat room. 727-578-9941. Call and request. Super D. Featuring Janu. And the song is called Take It On Down. Take It On Down. I need everybody to call that number. Please take some time out today and call that number. Request this song so we can get this bitch on the radio. And we can really get some shit rep. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss PC, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady, popping up in here. Madison Media, Be Heard. 186 Point Deuce and Netty Net. You know what I'm saying? All holding it down. And, of course, VIP on the line is my nigga Ballhead representing ATL, man. This is how we doing it. In a few, about 8 minutes, man, we're going to call 727-578-9941 like we did before. Gang bang that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you got to do, man. And I encourage all artists, if you really try to get your shit on the radio, use us on these motherfucking radio stations. That's some shit to have a radio station call to another motherfucking radio station. And I'd be goddamn if I call and they talk some shit to me. I will shine on their ass and then send them the goddamn, send them this motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? Personally, to whoever that whack-ass DJ that tried a nigga gets down like that. So, yeah. Please call once again and then go by. And shouts out to the hottest show on motherfucking Blog Talk Radio. Mother knows up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I admit it. You fucking right. Get my vote. Shouts out to Mother Knows. Shit. And if anybody comes down to Tampa, man, I'll take y'all to the motherfucking bottoms up my goddamn self. Because, boy, they got some fine-ass motherfucking women. I mean, they got athletes. They got athletes. I ain't never been to a strip club where all these motherfuckers look like they're on the track team or powerlifters and shit or the cheerleading squad. But shots out to them, you know what I mean?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Briggs coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, baby, the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment. As always, DJ MTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Briggs. You heard me, baby.
Yeah.
Find a pussy, drop that ass low. They working fast, slow. What's on the like a track coach. It's on the gas go. Gonna let the tax show. Now turn around and bring it back like an afro. And use a natural. You ain't bashful. And all the liquor got me feeling like an axo. On triple stack road, like a lacro. Hoping I can get you rope like a lasso. And let the yak bro. And took the sack blow. And shorty, I'ma get you wetter than the tadpole. Now where you at, ho?
Right now, man, I need everybody to call in, y'all. I need y'all to call in. 347-237-5125. We about to make a group call to Wild 94.1, y'all. Y'all want to be online? Y'all want to represent y'all people, man.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Nah, hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. Oh, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Yeah, that's real, man. I need everybody to call in, man. 347-237-5125, man. Fill up my line so we can go ahead and call Wild 94.1. You know what I'm saying? You do this for me, I'll do this for you. And that's how we do it, man. Keeping it real, keeping it true. So, you know, once I get at least three more people on the line, man, we're going to make a mass call, and we're going to call 94.1. I know the lines are probably busy, which they should be. God damn it, if they're doing their motherfucking job correctly. And, yeah, that's what we do. So we call you on the radio. You can call me if you want to be on the line with me, net and net. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be on the line with me while I'm calling, so y'all ain't got to sit, you know what I'm saying, sit there and keep calling. You know, y'all can call in because that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit here and keep calling their ass on the backdrop when I get them on the line. Then I go ahead and call in, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to smash their goddamn radio station. That's what you're supposed to do. You got the Debo. Shouts out to two of my numbers, 69. 469, you in the building, Wrecking the Game Radio. What's in it?
Hey.
Hey.
It's Annette.
Oh, damn, you calling in now. Hold on, man, where my applause at? Shit. Damn, Annette calling in this motherfucker. Y'all, what the hell? Y'all motherfuckers sleeping in. Everybody else in the chat room. Where my middle finger at? I ain't got my middle finger because you can't see it. But if this woman is at work and she is working at hotels.com/expedia.com, goddamn it, then y'all need to, hey, let's get on the motherfucking ball, y'all. Let's get on the ball. Let's blow this motherfucker up.
I was eating. I said, let me call.
Oh, what, you on break?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. All right, mouthful.
All right, I'm just going to let you talk.
That one don't matter, man. It's all good. Continue eating, girl, because we're going to call in and we're going to smash the lines. Let me see who else is this. 469, I got another 469 caller.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, hey, me.
It's B Hurst.
Oh, what's up, B?
What's up, man?
Let me check this damn email again. One more again. You say you sent it to me. Let me check my shit real quick. Now, B, where you located at?
I'm in Atlanta right now. I was in Dallas, but I moved to the A.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Patrick. I don't want to put your government out there. My bad, brother. My bad. I almost sprayed it all out there. Well, I'm going to put it out there. The song is, this is by Lou Paradise, called Nothing Else, from KBS Pearl Entertainment. Your indie label. Okay, that's what time it is. Give me a quick second. I'm going to upload that mofo. We're going to see what it's working with.
Okay.
Let me download it real quick. Matter of fact, what the hell is that? Who at work? Oh, Ned at work. What the hell I'm talking about? Duh. All right, here we go, y'all. We're going to make a quick call, y'all. We're going to try to call this goddamn radio station real quick. Fuck it. Hold on. Y'all hold on. Line. Here we go. Some bitch busy than a motherfucker. Hold on. Yeah, it's gonna seem impossible, boy. Y'all hold on. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Fourth time's a charm, I guess. What I say, fourth time the charm. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's go. My sound effects there. Loud name for a 0.1. Now they gonna call in sounding goofy and shit. Come on, bitch.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Pick up the motherfucking phone. Damn it, I might have to play a song and cut the damn song short. I think that's what I might do. Keep calling the ass, and then they pick up. They just goddamn motherfucker. We going in, y'all. We damn sure going in. We trying to call. You see, we dedicated. This is Wrecking the Game Radio dedication right here, man. This is what you got to do. If you're trying to break records in the game, man, you got to get mass participation and just smash their ass. Matter of fact, hold on, let me go on to the motherfucking website, bitch. You got me fucked up. Let's see. Wow, 94.1. I will go online, goddamn it, and be on your webcam if I can find it. Shit. Let's see. Wow. Alright, y'all, they wanna be some motherfucking haters. I guess y'all want to be some haters. I guess y'all want to be some haters, punk bitches. Just some live votes reward. Alright. Hang it up one more time. We're going to call back, you sons of bitches. Pick up the fucking phone. Alright, here we go. Last time, goddamn saloon. Shit. Damn, now we keep getting through. What the fuck? Everybody there?
Yeah.
TLC preps for the Vegas show. When they going on October 17th? TLC still looking good, boy. Ooh. commercials, refresh music. I don't need this shit. Traffic. That's a bitch. Pick up the fucking phone. Oh, here we go. Edit nickname. Yeah, DJ smells so good. I'm finna send ass a text message, y'all. You can go to, matter of fact, hell yeah, let's do that. Let me see if this shit works. I'm gonna put the link up in there, Wild 94.1, and what we can do is everybody can go on that bitch and send a text message to the ass right there off of their website, and all I need y'all to do is make it real easy. That's some fucking bullshit. Yeah, I know they got some goddamn call ID. Whole ass motherfucking radio station. They know it's me on the motherfucking line. Goddamn. Pick this motherfucker up. They know it's me. Oh, they know. That goddamn smells so good. Don't answer. Don't answer. That motherfucker probably high. Don't answer. Talk shit to it every time he calls the goddamn radio station. Fucking right. Do your goddamn job, son of a bitches. Punk bastards. Damn. Hate the radio. See, this is why I say fuck FM radio. You see what I'm saying? Now I just got a goddamn call all the way from across the world. I picked up the motherfucking phone. I'm talking to people. You know what I'm saying? What the kind of shit is that? I'm live. I'm on the radio. Boy, y'all keep supporting that old bullshit if you want to. Top goddamn 10. That's all they fucking play. Motherfucker, y'all. I had to bleep my y'all, you know what I'm saying? I be getting a little off the chain sometimes with my cursing, so I be trying to bleep myself. So, you know, be drinking my beer and shit, you know what I'm saying? B Heard, you know they got a new beer out, right?
Yeah.
You tech savvy?
Yeah.
You know how to make your own beer off the computer?
Oh yeah.
You a motherfucking liar. What software you using?
I'm a Unix engineer.
What the fuck is that?
I'm a computer Unix engineer.
You specialize in Unix and all the big systems and T1s and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you fucking up my whole joke, man. What kind of shit is this? You can't bring intelligence to this goddamn show. Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me, where my shit at? I forgot I ain't even played my shit. Then apparently I didn't. I'm sorry. Here we go, people. I'm sorry I didn't warn y'all ahead of time.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Coming up here with all intelligence and shit. Fuck it. You ain't gonna spoil my joke. It's gonna bust out my joke and shit. Yeah, nigga, I make beer off the computer. Totally fucked me up. Shit, I thought I was bullshit. What you need, nigga? Hold on. Let me put this disc in and get you some High Life out of here. I'm finna make some Miller. Hold on. This is that Windows 98 Miller High Life. It's all good. Smart ass. Goddamn. Shout out to B Heard for being smart.
Today was a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Uh-huh. That's that real shit. You ain't make no malt liquor. You know what I'm saying? You might be making you might be making that light beer or something. I'm making malt liquor over here, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Straight natural ice. Heineken. Well, it ain't real Heineken, but tastes just like it. Shit. But yeah, that's real, man. Shouts out to Microsoft. We got, we got a wet back in the building, people. That's why the radio just got all soaking wet and shit. You know what I'm saying? Head dripping all down his back and shit, but it's all good. Shouts out to Rocky Balboa's own Goofy Bone out of Mexico.
Hey, man, that's being racial. And it's too early to be racist.
Motherfucker is being racist. Cali. Motherfucker, come on here with goddamn. You know I'm shit. Hold on.
You lucky,
racist.
You lucky I don't got no sombrero on. With my motherfucking Serapi and shit like that. You know,
hey,
I got
you did.
To
yeah. Hold on, man. Look at the top. Look at the top up there at where my picture at and shit. And see who's sponsoring the show for the day. God damn it, I'm representing you. I bet you ain't even looked, did you? You didn't see it, did you?
I'm not
look
Canadian.
At the top of the. No, look at it. Them ain't motherfucking Canadians. Them two Mexicans.
Fuck that. They ain't my friends.
I don't give a damn. Hell, I'm just saying they are Mexican Canadian or what? I don't even know how the hell you get that together. But
what the hell is a Mexican Canadian?
I don't know. Shit, a Mexicadian.
Mexicadian. Hey, check this out, Smelly. I called Wild 94.1. And
that bitch hella busy, man.
No. I called them and I put the request and they said they'll get it on as soon as they can.
Oh, okay. Well, did you tell them where you was from, though?
Yeah, I told them I was from Northern California.
Oh, okay, yeah, you got to rep that Cali, man. Shit, yeah.
I was like, hey, what's up? This is Goofy Bomb from Northern California. I wanted to hear, you know, John New and featuring Super D. And they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, we'll get it on. Yeah, but to be honest with you, it sounded like they weren't even motherfucking interested. They'd be like, okay, well, so we'll put it on as soon as we can. Thank you. Like, okay.
Yeah, because they got plenty of motherfuckers always calling their little punk-ass motherfucking radio station to try to get their goddamn shit played while y'all sit up here and
bitch,
play
I'm motherfucking from
fucking
from California.
Top 20 and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
You should take that as like, whoa, a bitch from California. Bitch, ain't nobody listening to y'all shit in California. Punk-ass motherfuckers. Y'all only reaching damn 2 counties, 3 counties. What kind of shit is that? Man, fuck 94.1, but she asked me to goddamn do this for her, so this is what goddamn a real DJ is supposed to do, go all out, and I'm going to go all out. If I got to go down that bitch myself and stand
hey,
outside and be like, hey.
For damn show, this white girl they have on the website,
I tapped a girl like that. She damn
but,
so
but
is hot.
She, her eyebrows got to go, though.
But she ain't got for no real. Hips, goddamn, look, her jeans is about to fall off her and shit.
Shit, I know, fuck, let me hit that.
And she got a little flab hanging out. Girl, you got to be slim trim all the way down. No love handles. Look on the other side. See, that's ass sticking out them jeans right there. The black chick, see the ass sticking out the back? Bow! That's what I'm talking about. She got little titties, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell her to watch. And when I'm done with the white girl, I'll have to go for a black girl. And then
yes,
boom, boom, boom.
Steve, it's John New. Take it on down. And this goddamn... text message shit better fucking work because y'all sitting here talking about.
Hey, how do I get on that little messenger thing?
It's right underneath it. It says edit nickname, and then when you click on that, you can type in your nickname, and then just right above it, that's where you type in the message and shit.
Okay.
And I'm gonna put in damn radio station, see if they'll tune in to my shit. Which I doubt because it's a bunch of fucking assholes, but, you know. Yeah, that's what we need. Everybody go on that click that link to Wild94.1.
They put okay. They call them because I put answer your phone. They go okay.
All right, we're going to call. Hold on. All right, click that link, you son of a bitches. All right, y'all, hold on, y'all. We're going to try to call you son of a bitches again. Here we go. All right, here we go, y'all.
Oh, my God. Can you stop that, please? We live.
You know that. Hey, Storm, let me hit you right back. I'm on the radio. All right. DJ Storm. Yeah, we got that phone, though. Pick up the motherfucking phone. Hell, am I in the damn chat room for you? I ain't in this motherfucker.
Hey, can you see me typing?
I don't see shit. Do you see my message?
Uh-uh.
I think it's just a message. It's like a quick instant message. It's not a chat room.
No, they motherfucker answer me hella quick. They put okay. I put answer your phone. And they put... Okay, I go. I'm calling in.
And well, goddamn. Man, I'm on the line with 5 people that want to request the song. Pick up the phone. Pick up the fucking phone.
Bitches.
Damn. Motherfucker phone. 81. Well, I can't say 813, bitch, because I'm calling from 813. Duh.
I'll call back. I'm going to call him again.
Yeah, these motherfuckers pissing me off, man. God damn. Tell them calling to the show, punk bitches. Make me a part of your goddamn show. Call the goddamn them, punk ass motherfuckers. Let me see if I can put that in there. Let's see if they'll call. Call 347-237-5125. We can't make any calls. Bet you can make calls. What the hell kind of radio station is y'all fucking running? Fucking punk ass motherfuckers, man. All right. But hey, shouts out to everybody, man, you know what I'm saying, who did get a support, you know what I'm saying? Net and Net, 186 Point Deuce, Be Heard, Madison Media, Miss Computer Lady, of course. And, you know, we're going to do what it do, though, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Mother Knows for popping up in here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and, yeah, Internet Radio, XM Radios, all that shit's taking over. I was looking up last night, and I was trying to find out, whatchamacallit, I was trying to find out how we can get our own radio station, basically. You know what I'm saying? I've been really looking into that. I mean, I guess the biggest thing that I see is we just need a host for it. You know what I'm saying? It's basically you're paying for hosting. It's plenty of programs out there that let you use they whatever. You know what I'm saying? Use their service and shit, but then you just got to pay to use their service and then actually get the somehow. Well, let me ask you, Be Heard. How can we set our shit up like this here? How can we get our own radio station type deals where we can do the exact same format like this, but it's private? Be on the line. Be Heard. That's funny. Be Heard. Where the hell Be Heard went? Oh, Net, that's you. Somebody on 469? All right, somebody on the line. All right, well, shout out to whoever on the line then. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And, yeah, I'm about to get into this here, man. I got to go ahead and read the nutty news of the day. Get into that since these punk bitches don't want to answer the phones and shit. Yeah, it's all good. They'll be all right. Fuck them. Let's go, y'all. This is old school lunch. Oh, he said it's old school lunch hour, that's why. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, your social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on horror. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning. It's business time up in this motherfucker, y'all. Y'all already know. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you by, and they did send something to me back, y'all. They say right now they're in the old school lunch hour, so they ain't really playing. Matter of fact, hold on, because I can tune into this shit. No, let's tune into this shit. No, that's AM. Okay, this 94.1, y'all. This is what they playing. Hey, old school lunch hour, man. DJ Kaz is doing his thing on the old school lunch hour, y'all. It's DJ Kaz. Try here, see if I can hit Goofy Bone. All right, so 12 to 1:30, y'all. 1:30. God damn it, I need to be hearing that bitch the first song at 1:30. Let's see. It won't do any good to have people call all over and over and over and over for it. What the fuck is the purpose then? That's so fucking stupid. It's on air, you punk bitch. Damn, why be want to cuss these stupid motherfuckers out? Now I'm sitting here chatting with this stupid bitch, and this stupid motherfucker gonna tell me it's not cool to have people call all over and over and over. What the fuck you mean? Ain't nobody calling all over. I say people calling from all over the goddamn country to request this fucking song. Not over and over, you stupid bitch, you. God, I hate the fucking radio, man. Talking about if it's hot, it'll end up on the air. Bitch, it ain't going to end up by itself. You got to request the fucking song, you stupid bitch. God, I wish I could talk live. I cuss this stupid motherfucker out, man. Fuck you, cause. I'll see your white ass in the motherfucking club. I'm going to punch you in your fucking face, man. God, I hate stupid-ass DJs. See, this is what the fuck y'all listen to, man, right here. You know what I'm saying? Even Buckwheat dumb black ass, I don't like you either, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's a few of you hoe-ass niggas on this goddamn radio station I do not like. I've been wanting to burn you motherfuckers in the eye with my blood every time I see you bitches in the club. Straight up. Because you niggas is hoes, man. You niggas is real hoes. I cannot stand a DJ that sits up there and tries to play music, you know what I'm saying, just to get some motherfucking phone numbers and bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, if you give me your phone number, then I'll play your shit. Man, that shit is hoe as hell, man. That's some whole ass shit, but it's all good. Wild 94.1, you is not the only motherfucking radio station out there. You know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't for my motherfucking artist, I would have been told you to kiss my motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? So now I don't want no motherfucking shout out from that bitch. Fuck that motherfucker, man. Need no shout out. Got no motherfucking money to be paying no whole ass motherfuckers on the radio. I go down that bitch and motherfucker get some straightening. What the fuck I'm finna do? Nigga done got me hyped. Man, I'm on my way. That's what I'm finna type. Well, I'm on my way down to the goddamn station. Fuck ass bitch. I'm not disconnected. Fuck you. Bitch ass motherfuckers. Can't stand a goddamn radio station, man. Them bitches don't look out, dog. I promise you they don't look out. They sit up here and tell motherfuckers to call and, you know what I'm saying, be a part of this and be a part of that. But then when you try to do something, you know what I'm saying, you got hoes like that. They want to sit up here and, you know what I'm saying, give you motherfucking ass to kiss. That don't make no fucking sense to me. How are you supposed to get a goddamn song on the radio if you don't have bitches requesting this shit? That makes no, that is just past stupid to me. How you going to know what the hell, if it's hot, if nobody's requesting this shit? So if you got a bunch of people calling from all over the country, not Tampa, man, come on, dog. You're going to call me talking about a campaign, talking about something, I know these type of campaigns where people, bitch, this is not no campaign. The fuck, I ain't running for president, stupid bitch. I ain't running for no public office. The fucking campaign. What kind of shit is that? I ain't never heard that from no fucking DJ. All right. Anyways, y'all, my damn switch is down. I don't know, man. Y'all got to hold on. Motherfucking on made me upset now. Nah, bitch, done upset me. I got to play a fucking song. Bitch, done upset me, man. What's up, Goof?
Hey, you know what? These motherfuckers done pissed me the fuck off.
They stupid as fuck, dog.
Okay, check this out. I left a message, but I want, since you're not answering the phone, I want to request Super D featuring Ja New, Take It On Down. And my computer froze, and it did something where it appeared like 4 or 5 times. And the fucking guy got back to me and said, I got you the first time.
That's what I'm saying. That bitch gonna tell me when I'm talking to him on the damn the little messenger shit. The bitch gonna tell him something. It ain't gonna do you no good to have people call over and over again. Bitch, what the fuck is the purpose of requesting the goddamn song then? And I didn't say over and over. I told him I got people calling from all over the country. Boy, it'd be some real assholes, man. These ain't DJs, though. These are disc jockeys. These ain't even disc jockeys. These are motherfucking selectors. You know, it's a difference between a DJ and a selector. You know what I'm saying? A DJ is a motherfucker that breaks records, spins, makes mashups, and do all that shit and keeps the party pumping. A selector is just a motherfucker, just what he doing. Sitting his gay punk ass in front of a screen and just motherfucking pressing a button. This is what we doing. We just selecting right now. We ain't even selecting because we actually talking to people, interacting with the world. You know what I'm saying? And DJing. They're not doing that.
How would you spell disc jockey?
D-I-S-C. J-O-C-K-E-Y.
D-I-S-C. Okay, well, I'm going to call it. Today on my show, 186. Deuce, is going to be Disc Jockey Killer Tuesday. And I'm going to go to the gun store, and I'm going to be shooting some disc jockeys. How dare they fucking disrespect
up.
Us.
Straight up. Y'all, hear this is for you motherfuckers. Get where my gunshots at, punk ass.
Get some guns and kill these motherfuckers.
I got to. There we go, man. You know what I'm saying? And I got to say, middle finger to the DJ Cos for being a motherfucking...
lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag bitch!
Huh? You just got to say...
He's an asshole!
Fucking asshole. Fucking right, man. God, I hate DJs sometimes, man. I mean, weak motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. Type, I have money. I'm not doing that, Madison Media. I do not motherfucking cater to crony-ass DJs. I don't do that. I will bust him in his motherfucking shit when I see him. I'm not paying him shit, but no attention. Don't hear that shit, man. Sorry, brother. I don't do that. I don't pay for pussy either. You know what I'm saying? Pussy is free. If you want my dick, then bitch, give up some pussy. If not, then fuck it. Then we don't need to be fucking then. Let's just masturbate on each other then. I don't need your pussy. Shit. Try to charge me a fee. Fuck that. Fuck for free. You know what I'm saying? I get my shit played for free. I'm a DJ just like that weak bitch on the damn radio is a motherfucking DJ. I got more motherfucking people, you know what I'm saying, on an international basis listening to my shit than he do. You just got Tampa. You just got three counties.
Smelly, quit trying to thank you all that, all right?
Man, I am. Compared to them, I am. I'm the fucking shit. I am. You smell something stank? That's me because I'm the shit. You fucking right. I do my job. I do my job, man. You can't. You call in right now and say you want to get high. Huh?
You do your job, brother. Come on.
Is they going to play I Want to Get High? Well, that's what I want to do. I want to get high. Shit. Fuck it. Is they going to play that? Yeah, they is not. I'm going to play it. Fucking right. And no, I ain't, because that ain't what I want to hear. I want to hear handling bills, goddammit. That's what the fuck we doing. We handling bills. Fucking right.
Handling bills.
Goddamn bills.
Miss Tasha and her fine ass. Shout out to all the beautiful women.
I call her ass up, too. You know what I'm saying? Got these goddamn drops for the show and shit. Now her ass ain't even here to hear the goddamn drops. What kind of shit is that?
And shout out to Nettie Nett for being sexy as hell.
Yeah, and shout out to Nettie Nett for calling in. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate
and
that, Nettie Nett.
And Miss Computer Lady.
You know what I'm saying? I know Miss PC, she going to call in a second, but ain't no sense of calling in. We already got cussed out by a whack-ass DJ, disc jockey, selector, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. So y'all know what we got to do, man. Got to handle some motherfucking biz. Coming up after this, man, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of nutty news that I've been supposed to get into, but fuck it.
I'm going to attack you.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with that blunt rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get so money. Claim your hood, rep your status. Stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. They know we're here, we ain't going nowhere now. Straight up records in your town. Performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we push it hard, never stop giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we wantin' and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claiming, homie. San Jose be my I'ma keep it burning. East side of the state, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't.
What happened? Motherfucking Blog Talk Radio fuck up my shit. What happened? Are we disconnected? Hello, can anyone hear me? Type 1 in the chat room right now. This is Wrecking the Game Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all listening to Smelly Radio. Topic of discussion is talking about Canadian Rappers Tuesday.
Shit. Oh, this some whole ass shit. That's the second fucking time the song just got cut the fuck off and just mid fucking play, man.
Like I told you, it's motherfucking Blog Talk Radio. They know it's Goofy Bone.
And, I gotta load that damn. I gotta load
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, Blog Talk Radio. Y'all think it's a fucking joke? Blog Talk Radio really hates me.
Man,
serious.
This is really fucking up. They cut off the last song I was playing though. I think it's just a trilateral thing, man. They know we fucking all linked up. You know what I'm saying?
That is true. They know you the leader, so, you know, they're going to have to try to fuck with you. But they know I'm the sniper, and I'm sniping them motherfuckers. Believe me, I'm going to the gun
these
store.
These computers, they're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Like BTR, I could really, you know what I'm saying? Boy, look at hell. They don't piss me off. Let me. I got to play this for BTR. Because BTR, y'all say this shit's supposed to work motherfucking good. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Played every time my shit.
Miss Computer
up.
Lady said that she got cut off in her interview, too.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
When she interviewed who? Who was that? Q Harper? I'm telling you, man, Ball Talk fucking up. And I know you some bitches keep listening to our shows. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is John, Tammy, Betty, whatever the Sue, whoever the fuck is critiquing these damn shows? You know what I'm saying? What the hell? I mean, come on, people. This is
for real.
You know, saying, kind of embarrassing.
You don't see like I'll take a show like Olivia Wilder. She's a white woman. She has very good guests and stuff like that. Nothing ever goes wrong with her shows.
Yeah, there's some whole shit here.
And then I'm telling you, Mother knows. I believe it was CC Preston, and she had it on there, and then Blog Talk tried to fuck it up too.
This is what Blog Talk keep telling us. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
punk motherfuckers.
They don't. Because I busted them out about Barack Obama. That's why the big beef started. And I know it wasn't right for me to do that, but come on, people. If you're going to say our presidents, I represent Blog Talk Radio hard. And if you're going to say the president was on Blog Talk Radio when he really wasn't, not only are you saying that you are, not only are you saying that you're fake, but fucking everyone else on Blog Talk Radio is fake. And motherfucker, I'm real. 114% R-E-A-L. Real. I do my own stunts, Trilateral Commission. We do everything live, real, and direct. We don't fucking edit our shows and be like, oh, we can't say that. Fuck that shit. For real. And last night I had a spy on my show. And I'm not going to reveal the name of the spy, but some of y'all seen him, and with the last name same as my good old friend Sean. So, put two and two together, people.
No, I see the motherfucking guest master media. But, you know, we getting into our grown man on these shows and shit. So, we've actually stopped just kicking motherfuckers out of the shows. You know I'm lying like a motherfucker. Get your ass out of here, guess. I don't play that shit. Goofy Bone might let you stay on his shit. Not on mine, goddammit. Fuck all of you. You don't want to sign up and be a part of our family. Suck my hard drive.
No, but you know the guest, I've gotten a lot of
letters.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have. But I've gotten a lot of letters from my guests, from my listeners saying that, you know, that they were just listening and, you know, of course I booted them. So.
Well, you should have just been listening. You should have just been participating.
That's why I stopped booting my guests because I've gotten not more than 10, more than like 15 people hit me up saying that.
You won't listen to my shit. Check it out in the archives. I'm live for my people. You know what I'm saying? And my people's is Net and Net, 186-point Deuce, Be Heard, Madison Media, Miss Computer Lady, Miss Mika Michael, and motherfucking Ballhead. You know what I'm saying? They're my people. That's who I represent for. You know what I'm saying?
Well, shout out to Ballhead and DJ Party Time.
Yeah, and DJ Party Time. I don't know what the hell he was up late last night, so.
He was working.
Yeah, he was at not working
Eddie's.
At that time. I think it's Steak and Eddie's. Steak and Shake, motherfucker. Steak and Shake.
Oh, that's a Steak and Eddie's.
They say Steak and Eddie's. Hell no.
I'm a motherfucking Mexican. I don't know. I'm a tourist.
Miss PC says, send all guests to me. I need to increase my ratings. Hey.
Oh,
I ain't here for ratings,
baby.
Don't be
doing the ratings game.
You feel me? I'm here for love. There ain't no ratings in this
God.
Shit. There
you
ain't no
what?
Ratings in this shit.
You know what? I'm gonna speak the truth right now. The reason why me and the in the building fucking camp got into fucking wars was over ratings. There was a claim from their camp saying that I took some of their people from their chat room. If you come to our shows, you come to our shows. We're not going to sit there and like have a checklist and say, oh, Miss Computer Lady hasn't been here. You know, it's almost 10 minutes to go till the show's ending. Where is Miss Computer Lady? You know, we don't pull that shit. If you come to our shows, we are thankful that you took the time out of your busy day to come to our shows. But it's not, we don't expect you to come to your there's people out there that expect them to be there.
Yeah,
we don't ask that. We just say, you know, we're here for you. Whenever you want to listen to us, you could listen to us.
Yeah, they should be taking this shit personal. Like, this, they getting paid, really paid for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, now, if we all getting a goddamn weekly check, I would step the game all the way up. I guarantee you I would put this trial out shit into to put some money behind this shit. Put it in some heavy rotation, and then start shitting on shows. Fucking right, I would. In the building would be out the building. You know what I'm saying? And all his affiliates. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't on that trip. I don't give a fuck about you motherfuckers. I'm trying to get music to be played in Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? If you motherfuckers step your goddamn game up and understand that it's about music, people. It's about breaking records. You know what I'm saying? It's about getting exposure. This nigga call himself a rapper and shit, but you trying to beef with another rapper instead of collaborating shit. That's from a whole nother area that you ain't never been to. And judging by the buckets that you motherfuckers was riding and sitting on, sipping out of juice cups, I don't think you motherfuckers ever going to see that shit. But anyways.
I'll get it to you.
You know what I'm saying? That was cute,
you know,
guys.
How bad that made me look? For real. You know how bad that made I mean, everybody in San Jose heard about it because, you know, I sleep around a lot of chicks. So I was telling them about it. And then, of course, you know, word of mouth goes around. So then everybody's checking it out. And then everyone's laughing at me like saying, who the fuck are these guys with the little-ass drink cups and the bucket-ass rides? It's
it
made me look cheap. You know, it's like, fuck.
You got juice cups and shit. You know, the frozen cup lady cups and shit. Bitch, get off the frozen cup lady cups, man. Give her shit back. What kind of shit is that?
Oh, man.
That's
I'm telling you.
Hey,
make another rapper look bad. That's all I got to say.
I'm saying, man, go hate on a singer or something. Somebody can sing about you in a different way, but not a rapper. You don't do that. Just that. You know what I'm saying? That's like trying to hate against me. How you going to hate against me? You know what I'm saying? When I can make a mixtape, like I was finna do, and the only reason I didn't do the mixtape for the Snowhole Queens, you know what I'm saying, the little fuck niggas that you know, pull the little business bullshit, is because I can't give you what you want. If I sit up there and make a mixtape, and I know I'm finna put at least 200 out off top, even if I got to get them bitches away, because I want bitches to hear just how crony and fucked up you really are. But then in the same sense of that, I'm putting you niggas on the map. It just you know, inadvertently. I'm putting you on the map. I'm giving you a name that you bitches didn't even have. Nobody knew about you, you know what I'm saying, before I came along. And ain't nobody going to know about you after. And now if you come to 34th and motherfucking Genesee, where I did the little YouTube, that bitch is shut down. The whole fucking building is shut down. The whole building don't even exist no more.
You did a YouTube
I did a YouTube video. I did a YouTube video about the store and shit. It's on YouTube. Whole ass niggas.
Where do I look for that? I didn't even see that.
Under YouTube, DJ Smell So Good, it say 34th something, 34th added, some shit like that. Hey, did you go and vote for Kappa Cat?
I didn't know I had to. Well, who's that?
Okay, it's Kappa Cat, you know, your song. That shit, did you say?
No, I'm saying, like, who do I vote to?
They on, I'm going to drop the link again. It's on exploretalent.com. She sent me an email saying vote. I guess they trying to get the song. They're in a contest to open up for Carrie Hilson and Trey Songz. So then they trying to get votes, you know what I'm saying, for the Copycat song. It's got, I think, 10 votes so far.
John,
not a lot.
Was that the soda shop?
Yeah, Hip Hop Soda Shop. That's down here in Tampa, though. Y'all got one of them?
No, we had one, but they closed down.
Oh, okay. Well, that bitch about to close down, too. They ain't doing shit with that motherfucker, man.
Okay, so which one is it? Come check out Smell So Good? That one?
No. I'm finna.
No, the 30. Oh.
Yeah. There you go. Now, that's the link in there.
So that building's gone?
The building's still there. The business is no longer there. The dude that, the crony-ass motherfucker that I went into business with, you know what I'm saying? That, yeah, he ain't got shit no more. Everything fell underneath him. Everything fell. Because he spent all his motherfucking money, you know what I'm saying, trying to get the business started up, but then turned around and tried to take my business from me. So, shit, then I turned around and took my business back, left the building, left everything. He had to go back and get everything that I showed him how to get, but he had to get it on his own. So once he did that, man, please, bro, I've been in business over 7 years. I've been in business since 2002. I pay $140 every year for a business license. I pay $60 a year every year for a motherfucking mobile truck license so I can roll around,
man,
like the goddamn big worm. So, shit. Yeah, I need a Michael shake.
Yeah, right. Johnny.
I know I need me a Mika Michael shake. Shit. I'm woo.
Johnny is fine as fuck.
Nigga, get off of my YouTube.
Damn.
Yeah, hey, man, y'all check me out on YouTube.com,
man. Benny Hannes would love her, though. I swear to God he would.
Benny Hannes?
Yeah.
Oh,
Benny Hannes,
big,
man. That's my
booty
best friend.
Meat, man.
We shot. We beat people up. We got shot. We got motherfucking, why we didn't get shot. We got shot at. Attempted stabbings. We did everything together.
Yeah, no.
Fuck the same.
All right.
You know what pissed me off? You know what pissed me off one night? That motherfucker. This bitch I was fucking around with at the club, we brought him to the house. She ended up, because I was driving, she was in the back of the car with, she ended up messing with him. So they go in my room and have sex and whatnot. And I'm like, what the fuck? So she comes out, and I guess she's like, he's like sleeping on my bed, and I'm on the couch smoking a blunt. She comes out and tries to spit at me again. So I said, fuck you, I'm going to fuck this broad. He comes out of the room all mad because he seen me hitting that shit. Fucked in my room. I go, you fucked in my room. I had to fuck on my own couch. What kind of shit is that? You know what I mean? But, oh, man. Shout out to Benny Hannes working at Target every day, all day.
All right. Check this out, y'all. You got Goofyball Online. We finna get into some motherfucking crazy news. I'm finna read y'all 5 headlines. That's pretty much it, because I'm already pissed off from fucking DJ Lame-Ass Cars and shit telling me some old bullshit by his radio station. And I will be motherfucking sending a letter to the program director. You can best believe that. I will find out who the fuck it is, and I will be sending a letter to the motherfuckers cussing his dumb ass out. And I'm going to repeat exactly what the fuck he told me. You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense to have people call over and over and over again to request a song. That's exactly what the fuck he told me. But you
okay,
motherfuckers
so
get
I
on
do?
The radio and say, call the guy. Man, fuck that. Anyway. What's that?
How do I go to Copycat?
Oh, right there. Click on the Explore Talent. It's in the chat room.
Yeah.
Click on that link. It'll pull right up. As soon as you click on it, the song pops right up. And then when you go to vote, it's going to say register. You got to put in your email address and your password real quick. and then it'll allow you to vote. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so is it under start. A contest?
Yeah, it's a contest. You should. I'm saying when I click right on it, the track should be right there.
No,
you don't see the track.
That singing chick is.
Oh shit! Oh shit! My bad. Hold on.
Fisher.
I forgot. That's who I was. Hold on. That was the last. Hold on. My bad. About to have you vote for the wrong fucking one. I think they right before that. Yeah, they right before that. Got 3 votes. Yeah, we need to step up the game too, man. They only got 3 votes. Got 110 views.
Right now.
I got 110 views. There you go. All right, hold on. I got you.
Oh, there it is.
Never know I got again.
It's got 6
One
votes.
One more time. Oh, boy, I like that beat. Boy, I might do a remix with him on that. Boy, that's the Def Jam. Boy, write me a couple balls in that motherfucker.
Well,
Copycat, you a hater.
Vote for me. I'll vote for you. Username. Register.
All right, listen, man. While you voting and registering and shit, let me read this motherfucking news.
Hand of your pen.
And we starting in motherfucking Nettie Nett's hometown or homeland, goddammit. Yeah, we in Houston, Texas, y'all. We're going to start this thing from the bottom up. Where pictures prompt charge of abuse of a corpse. Damn. Y'all getting down like that, Nettie Nett? All right. Yeah. A funeral director at Earth Man Funeral Home has been charged with abuse of a corpse. Yeah. After investigators found digital photos dating back 5 years of the director posing with his penis touching the feet of a nude female cadaver. An investigator with the Houston Police Department was looking into allegations of internet harassment lodged against Patton by his ex-girlfriend when a search warrant turned up several photos on Patton's computer. Ugh! Come on, Nettie Nett. I know y'all ain't sticking it into the dead like y'all ain't sticking it to the dead like that, are you? Sorry about that. Kind of tasteless, I know. All right, taking this thing on to Boston, y'all. Shouts out to Red Shoes. Yeah, we in your hometown, girl. Well, a man shoots neighbor in a leaf dump fight. Damn, boy, shit getting drastic around this motherfucker. A Randolph man pleaded not guilty to armed assault with intent to murder. After police said he shot his neighbor over a leaf dumping dispute, Christopher Leonard was released on $20,000 bail following his arraignment in Quincy District Court. Police said the 38-year-old shot his neighbor, John Rota, in the stomach when they got into an argument over the disposal of leaves near their Randolph homes. Damn. Boy. Boston, y'all is shit. I know y'all was getting down like that, getting shot in the stomach and shit. All right. Wow. All right, well, we're in Newark, y'all, where a woman distracted by a cell phone. Yeah. Was hit by a train. Okay, people listen. Stay the fuck off cell phones. Stay the fuck off text messaging, please. I mean, my homeboy, Slim Baby, I'm fucking your bitch. You know what I'm saying? He got killed because he was sitting in the car at the time they trying to pull his fucking cape off, and they got this dude tied up in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? They thought they did. All these niggas got guns on them, so-called. Next thing you know, this dude get free because he peeping out Slim Baby, my own boy, is on the goddamn phone sending a text message to somebody. This stupid little nigga set the gun down. The motherfucking dude, you know what I'm saying, got free, grabbed the gun, bam, shot my homeboy off top, bam, his ass, 18 years old, life gone, you know what I'm saying, turned around, bam, shot the motherfucking passenger in the front seat in the head, and then put the gun to the motherfucking driver, and told him to drive him to safety, all over the motherfucking cell phone. Man, listen, people, stay off the cell phones, all right, we in Newark. Yeah, Newark police said a woman was struck and killed by a train near the University of Delaware campus. A 25-year-old waitress was hit by a CSX freight train on the 100 block of Elkton Road. Co-worker said the victim normally works the night shift but came to the diner for breakfast. After eating, co-worker said she decided to go to a nearby friend's house. The victim was distracted by a cell phone conversation when she was struck by the train. You stupid bitch you. But that's got to be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You actually talking to her on the other line all year. That bitch called. Goddamn, it's fucked up. Damn. That's a hell of a last conversation, wasn't it? Man. All right. Shit. Now, this is fucked up, man. And this is why I don't even want my motherfucking daughter in Virginia. You know what I'm saying? But she there, she finna go to the military tomorrow anyway. She getting her ass in the army, so. Oh, she gone today, actually. She already gone. So, shouts out to Cindy Coco Pop, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my little girl and shit. No, people, I know y'all thinking no. But yes, that's my little girl. Leave it at that. We in Benton, Virginia, y'all, where kids are taught gay, sex, rape, and bestiality. Yeah. A father of a high school student is infuriated after he said a teacher provided banned books to her 11th grade students, including at least one with explicit descriptions of homosexual sex acts, rape, masturbation, profane language, and even bestiality. Yeah, John Davis, father of an 11th grade student at William Byrd High School in Benton, Virginia, told WND that English teacher Kathleen Renard provided her personal copy of a book called Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chbosky to one of her English students, and it was passed to his son. Bitch, you should have your fuck ass fired. Actually, if I was a parent, I would have got my wife, went up there, and I would have beat the shit out of that bitch. I would have slapped the shit out of the teacher, honestly. And I would have had bail money for my wife, because, baby, I can't hit this bitch. But you finna beat her motherfucking ass. Because you pass around some shit like that, that's some fucking foul-ass shit. And if that bitch didn't get suspended, hold on, y'all, let me read. And you know I don't normally read into articles now, but shit like that really pisses me off, because smell love the kids, you know what I'm saying? No, I ain't got none biologically, but I love everybody kids, man. So you want me to babysit? I won't, but I love them anyways. Hell no. Yeah, I'm fucking with you. Let's see, y'all. Let's go in. We're going to go in on a little bit on this one. The book is published by MTV Books. Davis found the book in his son's possession along with a bookmark that said, "Read banned books. They're your ticket to freedom." My son was reading the book, and it stated it was a school assignment. Davis told the news people he was embarrassed that I began to peruse through the book and discovered its contents. He advised that the book belongs to his English teacher, Miss Kathleen Renard. Upon reading the book, Davis discovered the following: sex acts between teenagers, male and female masturbation, suicide, oral sex, extensive use of profanity, especially the F word, multiple cases of homosexual acts between teenage boys, including kissing, seduction, and anal sex, illegal drug and alcohol use, including smoking marijuana and the LSD usage, anonymous homosexual acts between men and boys, rape of a teenage girl while she cried, molestation of a young boy by a woman, molestation of a young girl by an older man, how hitting a girl can turn her on and make her love a boy, attempted sex between a dog and a boy. Davis confiscated the book and arranged to meet with Renard and William Byrd High School principal Richard Turner. And this is an excerpt out of the book. "One night, Patrick took me to this park where men go to find each other. Patrick told me that if I didn't want to be bothered by anyone, that I should just not make eye contact. He said the eye contact is how you agree to fool around anonymously. Nobody talks. They just find places to go. After a while, Patrick saw someone he liked. He asked me if I needed any cigarettes, and when I said no, he patted my shoulder and walked away with this boy. I just sat on a bench looking around. All I saw were the shadows of people, some on the ground, some by a tree, some just, ugh." The father said the English teacher was not present at the October 2nd meeting. He asked the principal if he could speak with the teacher, but he said Turner refused to call her in, saying, "I'm not going to fire." What? I'm not going to fire her over this. I would have punched his ass in his motherfucking face right there. I would have punched the motherfucking principal in his face right there. It went, man, I can't read no more sick shit like that, man. I ain't even motherfucking going to Virginia. Bitch, you won't even have me going to Virginia, man, just because some sick shit like that. If that's what you're teaching in the motherfucking schools, I'm telling you, people, you better tighten up on your motherfucking your principals, your teachers, and all that. You better take your ass on PTA meetings to see what the fuck really going on. If this type of shit is being passed out in schools, somebody need their ass whooped. Somebody needs their ass whizzipped. That is too crazy for that to be going on now. Come on. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Only in America, y'all. I'm lying like a motherfucker because sick people are all over this fucking world. And we're going to Fort Lauderdale, y'all. Shouts out to Vice Grip. You better watch your ass, Vice Grip. A 748-pound shark was caught off of Florida coast. Uh-huh. We got plenty of them down here. A massive shark was caught off the coast of Fort Lauderdale, and it was all captured on video. A group of friends were fishing in... man, I don't give a fuck about that. Who gives a fuck? It's a shark. Bitch, eat it. Fuck it. We're going to Washington, D.C., y'all, where Supreme Court weighs free speech and dog video. On the first Tuesday of October, the second day, if it's new session, the Supreme Court will take up the case of a dog lover whose bloody pit bull fighting videos have raised questions on whether free speech protects the sale of horrific scenes of animal cruelty. Robert Stevens, 69, was sentenced by a Pittsburgh jury in 2005 to more than 3 years in prison for selling the graphic videos of dog fights. The Virginia man's sentence was harsher than the one NFL quarterback Michael Vick got for bankrolling a dog fighting ring. But this motherfucker, man, fuck that. It's all wrong. Bitch, you know you weren't supposed to be doing that shit. Don't compare Mike Vick to shit. All right? Get on superstar status, bitch, and get some money behind your ass, and then you will only have to do a year. Other than that, yeah, Mike Vick ass would have been doing 3, 4, 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Just the money talked. Bullshit, keep on walking. All right, y'all, last one. We in motherfucking Haverhill, y'all. Haverhill, Massachusetts, where a robber fled when a clerk demanded to see the gun. Damn. First yesterday, the old lady said to start talking shit, and the bitch ran out the motherfucking bank. And what the hell is up with these whole-ass bank robbers, man? There's some whole-ass bank robbers nowadays, man. I don't know what the hell. Y'all just practicing or some shit? All right. Police in Massachusetts say a would-be robber abandoned his plans when a clerk demanded to see the gun he claimed to be concealing. Investigators said Adam Al-Sabari, whatever the fuck, 22, of Lawrence, Massachusetts, allegedly approached the cashier at White Hen Pantry and said he had a gun and wanted money from the register. The suspect fled the store when the clerk insisted on seeing the gun. Damn, that's called pulling a whole card. You know what I'm saying? You got your whole card pulled. You know what I'm saying? Shots out. Yeah, that's what happened. You got your whole card pulled. So, that's how we do it, man. Shouts out to all my Canadian rappers out there. Please send all your info, again, to smellybtr@live.com. If you got friends in Canada and they trying to get their shit out there with a singer, comedian, or rap or whatever, tell them to hit me up, man, and I'll put it out there. Please, everybody, still, I don't give a shit. Fuck DJ Cause and every DJ on that bitch. Still call. Damn, this beer coming back up, y'all. Excuse me. Call 727-578-9941. Tell all your motherfucking friends to call, too, if they ain't got shit else to do. And request Super D featuring Janu, and the song is called Take It On Down. And that's how we do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Once again, thank y'all for riding out with Wrecking the Game Radio. And we was up out this biatch. And we're going to be back in here tomorrow, Lord's willing. Y'all already know how I'm feeling. And, yeah, we get it in. Shouts out to motherfucking We Lit, you know what I'm saying, for holding it down for your boy and taking me out the motherfucking dope because I'm out. And, yeah. Peace out to everybody.
What to do, this Q-Phrase over here on Trade 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit, hanging out on the corner of Trade 4, always keeping it lit. That's well-educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Huh? Yeah. Shouts out to Net and Net, you know what I'm saying? Be heard, Madison Media, Miss Micah, Mika Michael, yeah. For hanging in with your boy, man. Appreciate that. Much love. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but a family. Don't forget, if you can make it, you know what I'm saying, bring your ass. We're going to be in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? November 5th through the 9th. Be there. Be a motherfucking circle. I told y'all before, you know what I'm saying? Be there. Be a motherfucking circle. Yeah. Peace out. We're going to got an outro song. Crabs in a Barrel. Peace.
fight against each other. More than all be out of each other. Racism and each crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. So bad man. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, so bad man. Community, all because of ignorance, they are suffering.